Welcome to Rise and Thrive, a segment of the Unyielded podcast. I am your host, Bobby Kaler. These short segments are meant to be fuel for you, for your week, and for your life. If you are finding value in these, and if you haven't done so already, make sure that you hit that subscribe button so that you never miss another episode. Last week, I shared that my dad passed away on November 11th of this year, and I've been extremely touched by all the support and love that has come our way during this difficult time. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, I had so many friends reach out to check on me and to see how I was doing. And again, I am beyond grateful for that support. It truly means the world to me. And I have to confess, though, that there were times when I didn't quite know how to answer that simple question, how are you doing? There are times when I feel deep peace and gratitude for being able to be there for Dad when he needed me. And there are times when I feel numb. There are times when I feel tremendous sadness. And there are times when I still feel shocked that he's no longer here. And there have been many nights, the vast majority of nights, where I wake up in a panic because I'm dreaming that I'm back in the hospital with him and I have to catch Dad as he's about to fall or I have to calm him down when he's trying to pull out his IV or his catheter. These dreams have plagued me so far. And I often wake up like suddenly with a sense of urgency, like there's something that I have to do to save him or rescue him from harm. 2 days ago, I was talking to Rick about this, and I started crying because I think that what's driving this urgency in my dreams is feeling like I could have done more to save him. And the truth is, there is probably always more that we can do. And the truth is also that sometimes we can do absolutely everything humanly possible and still not get the result that we want. And since admitting that out loud to Rick, I have slept better for the last 2 nights. But of course, you know, who knows what tonight will bring. Hopefully it'll be some more good sleep because I could use it. Now, I'm talking about this for a couple of reasons, because I suspect that I'm not alone. So if you're in the category of always thinking about, I could have done more, I could have done more, I could have done more, my message to you and to myself is give yourself some grace. You can do everything in your power, and sometimes you'll still come up short. And I think then the important thing is to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I did my best, and a realistic best, right? Not superhuman, not unassailable, but a realistic best. And the other reason is that as I've been asked the, you know, how are you question, I have felt a pressure, and it's a self-imposed pressure, I have to add, to come up with some answer that will be positive or that will make the person asking feel okay. I genuinely don't like for other people to feel uncomfortable. And yet there are times when it just hurts. And instead of doing my usual, you know, sucking it up, putting a smile on my face and saying something positive, I've decided to try something different in those moments, and it's to tell the truth. When someone has asked me how I'm doing and they catch me in one of those moments when I'm hurting, I've said something like, in this moment, it really hurts, or it sucks, and that's okay. I've added the, and that's okay for them and for me. It's not something that I need to solve or rush through or, you know, magically resolve. It's okay that it hurts, and it is okay to acknowledge when life hurts. The reason that I think this is important to talk about is that at this time of year, as we're in the holiday season, I believe there's a lot of pressure to be happy. And make no mistake, I have a lot of reasons to be happy, and I am happy, and I can still feel sadness over loss at the same time, and I'm not alone in that. Probably most of you who are listening will have moments over the holidays when you have a sense of sadness or a moment of grief or longing for days gone by or whatever. And I want you to know that you are not alone. And there's nothing wrong with you to feel that. It's okay to feel what you need to feel. And even before losing Dad, the holidays have always stirred up a lot of nostalgia for me. You know, memories of my grandparents and my mom and my aunts and my uncles, all of whom have passed away. and memories with my sisters on Christmas morning. And even though we're fortunate and we're all still here, those memories are just that. Those are memories that, you know, that time is gone. And it's okay to feel for that. I'm sharing this because I believe in happiness, genuine happiness. And I believe that we can all experience that. And that doesn't mean that life will be happy 100% of the time. What I don't believe in is the toxic positivity that you see out there on social media that demands that we are always happy or always grateful or that we always seek the silver lining. And I want to be really clear. There is absolutely a time and place for gratitude and seeking the silver lining. But those emerge when we are ready. If we try to force those things before we're ready, then what we're doing is we're slapping a bandage on an open wound. And we all know what happens then. It festers and it gets worse and it doesn't heal. This is about healing, not pretending to be okay. So if you do experience those moments of sadness, grief, or whatever during the holidays, please see those as what they really are. They are data points that you need to give yourself a little tender, loving care in that moment. And that's okay. I hope that this message has been helpful. And I do truly hope that you experience great joy and love and peace this holiday season. And always remember that even in those moments of sadness, if you should feel that way, there is always a way forward and that you matter.